The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Ventriloquist, actress, comedian, and an all-round superstar. Yeah. Nina Conti's on the phone. Hey, Nina, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So whereabouts are you? Are you in England or Scotland or Wales or whereabouts?
I'm at the moment, I'm in London. I'm in my office.
Oh, I'm sitting in my office. She's made it, Jenny. Yeah. She has an office.
She has her own office.
I have an office. It's really small. It's pretty featureless, but I have one.
Do you have a desk?
It's wobbly, but I do.
It's one of those where you need the cardboard. You know, you fold the cardboard to make sure it doesn't rot.
Yeah.
Put it under the table. So I know, Nina, you're going to be over here for the Vodafone Comedy Carnival happening in Galway later on in the month. Tell us about the show, because I have to be honest, I haven't gone to see you live, but I've seen your shows on the TV, which to me is the safest place to witness them. Because, you know, it's not...
Does she pick everybody out of the audience, pick on people?
And, okay. And it's kind of, you know, no one's off limits and you're kind of dragged up onto stage. How do you find a reaction? Do you, once you put on, for anybody who obviously hasn't seen you, which most people have, apart from Monkey, you also have these masks that you put on to the people in the audience. Does that make them sort of become other people, do you think?
Yeah, it does. So I strap this mask to their face, which has a moving mouth, and then I start speaking for them.
Oh,
but
God.
I go from a few bare details about who they are, like their job, their name, who they came with, if their husband or wife is in the audience, or their kids, or whatever. Well, not young kids, I should say. But I, so then I just sort of carry on the conversation, but as them, like a wonky version of them and an uninhibited version of them. And like slowly kind of they unfold, it gets a bit symbiotic and we kind of play off each other.
And you started with Monkey as well, I think about 12 years ago. And Monkey's quite filthy.
Yeah, he is. Like he says everything that I think but don't say myself because I get into constant trouble. But then also he says things that I wouldn't stand by too. I just try to let him off the leash completely and not have any censorship in what he says. And it's up to me to make it okay, you know.
Yeah. Does Monkey love the live performances? Is that where he thrives or does he not really care?
Yeah, no, he does. Probably. I mean, I think the monkey thrives on stage. I mean, if I was to talk to him in my office, I don't think he'd be as funny. It would be a bit kind of, I don't know, it'd be like some awkward personal chat.
Yeah, exactly. He's busy and he's like, oh, I'm not doing phone interviews and stuff. Don't do that crap. I know, I get him. I understand him. I used to be like that myself.
And when you're doing a live show like that on stage, Nina, and you're kind of, in some ways you're heavily relying on your audience, which you are, of course. Has anything crazy happened that you just couldn't predict and thought, geez, I didn't think that was going to go there?
Every night something very crazy happens and something that I couldn't predict happens. Yeah, it does. And it's kind of, there's a casting, you know, there's a sort of subversive casting that I do
with
using the monkey and using other things and like little tricks to kind of pull out people who aren't desperate to get involved because those people scare the audience, but and people who really don't want to get involved. I mean, they're safe. I don't want anyone to think that they're not safe because if somebody's staring at their knees, I'm not going to force it on them. It's not like some sort of terrible therapy I'm trying to perform. I'm just trying to choose people who are willing, but you know, and they're okay with it. They're not going to be crucified with shyness.
But you must see that though. You must, when you're on stage, you must see the, you know, people dropping their heads, their knees going, don't look at me, don't pick me, don't pick me. I'm not interested. And then all of a sudden you go, yeah, I'll have you.
They are dodging the eye line of the monkey.
No eye contact, none.
Yeah, they're like, he can see me. Yeah, it's so funny. But there are people, it's just like normal people, you know.
I have to ask as well, Nina, how did you get into ventriloquism? Because I remember even as a child, kind of, you know, we'd come home from school. I remember doing it in school plays and we'd all have a go. But we were kind of crap
really?
At it, to be honest.
That's funny.
Yeah, we weren't great at it. And after a while, and your parents tell you, oh, God, you're doing great, but you can totally see your mouth moving. How did you get into it?
I tried it once and thought, oh, that's terrible in that way. And then I didn't think of it for years. There was a guy called Ken Campbell, and he was a theatre director, very unusual, strange genius who was interested in digging up lost art forms. And he gave me a Teach Yourself Ventriloquism kit as a gift, like a mischievous gift. And I practiced with it. And then I think it just, I filmed myself, and when I watched myself back, it really did look like I hadn't been alone. And that was a eureka moment, because I just thought, that is a good illusion, and, you know, I could do more with that. I thought it would last the summer, but I'm still doing it 15 years later.
Have you been over to play the Vodafone Comedy Festival in Ireland before? Have you gigged here before much?
I don't think I've done the Vodafone one, or forgive me if I have, but I've played, I have been to Galway before, but I haven't. And I've been to Kilkenny before and Cork before. And Dublin. I've been to all these places before, but I don't know if it's part of the same kind of, you know, festival.
Excellent. We have a text in. Tell Nina that I can't wait to see her in Kilkenny on the 25th. That's from Tom in Kilkenny. I presume he means at the show, Nina. You're not ranging to meet Tom, are you, in Kilkenny?
No, not yet, no.
You want to keep your options open, though. Do you know what I mean? Nothing like a lovely Kilkenny man. But I know you've got a book coming out shortly. Is that right? It's kind of, it's a slight...
Not shortly. Oh, no, I really have to correct you there. It's not coming anytime soon.
Go on. Okay, so it hasn't even been written yet then, no?
No, my God. It will happen, but yeah, it takes me a while, and like I'm busy and I keep putting it off, but it will happen.
Is that one of those things where you said, I have a book coming out randomly in an interview?
I have a book in me.
And everyone's like, really? Nah, actually. Maybe in a few years. By the way, I have another text in, says, I have tickets for Nina in Galway. Is there any age limit, as my 14-year-old wants to go? Is it suitable? And that's from Ronan.
Well,
don't know if it's Ronan Keating.
It really depends. It depends on the parent and on the 14-year-old, because there's likely to be bad language, for sure.
Okay.
So that's their call. But I think it was 16 plus on the website.
Right, okay.
But then if someone goes under that, you know, and they're okay with it, then that's their call.
Monkey doesn't ask for ID when he comes on stage.
No.
Right, well, listen, the dates are very shortly: October 24th, Town Hall Theatre, October 25th, Seth Theatre in Kilkenny, October 26th, Everyman Theatre in Cork, and November 27th, Vicar Street in Dublin, and the Vodafone Comedy Carnival Galway runs for 7 days from Tuesday 20th of October right through to 26th.
Nina Conti, thank you so much for joining us.
That's a lot of bananas they're going to have to bring over for the monkey to keep him going for the week. Thanks, Nina.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.